Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of That's What She Said, in which I don't have to talk nearly as much. My friend Jenny Stein is with me, and she is a podcaster and photographer, and now I lay me down to sleep advocate and generally magical human being. So, hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you.
You're so very welcome. And now I need you to tell me what you need some sort of help or assistance with, and I will do my very best to help for the next 15 to 20 minutes, and
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. So I started my podcast. It launched in June. It's a podcast for parents about taking pictures of their kids. So it's the thing I love doing most. I love it. Taking pictures of my family and talking about it. So I always thought I started a photography business but didn't like talking about it. And I thought, well, maybe that's because I don't like taking pictures of other people's families that much. So I thought, when I have something that I completely am enthusiastic about, I'm going to love telling people about it. And now I've started my podcast, and I do love it. And I still don't feel like telling people about it. Which is, I want people to listen. I think it's great, but I just feel, I don't know what to, other than saying, hey, the new show is up. I feel like I don't know what else to say, and I feel like I feel weird when I'm talking about it all the time. So that's
so tell
problem.
Me what talking
want...
about it all the time looks like.
Well,
define all the time for me.
Excellent question. That is very good. So all the time feels like I feel like the thing to do would be to post something every day, right? They say that's what, well, okay, there's two problems. One is that it's hard to know, like, how to reach people other than the podcast. So I'm kind of on Instagram. I don't love being on all the social media stuff. And so, I mean, I look at Facebook every day, but I have to remind myself to look at Instagram or something. I did listen to your show about Facebook, and it's so true that, you log on just to kind of see if anyone wrote you a message or see what's, you're like, oh, just log on. And then you get kind of, like, mad about something that you weren't mad about 3 minutes ago because someone posted some story or whatever.
Why? Yeah.
Right. So I am, like, so it's goofy because I'm consciously trying not to spend time on it, and yet it feels like, well, I have, like, this feeling like I don't need to tell people what I'm doing, and I do have a Facebook page for the show, and so I can write questions on it. So it's this mixed thing of, like, kind of wanting to be there and kind of not wanting to be there. But your question was, what does all the time look like? I guess once a day would feel like all the time to me. I know. Funny, right? That's not even all the time.
You are going fucking crazy here with your all the time.
I know, right? That reminds me. I went to talk to my neighbor one time who's a doctor about being sick, and she says, how long have you been sick? And I said, forever. And she said, well, how long was forever? And I was like, at least 5 days. And she said, that's not really forever. Not exactly forever. And so I feel like this is like that. I'm like, when you ask that, such a good question, because I'm like, oh, I don't really even know what all the time is. And I feel like I don't – well, that's a good question, because I feel like I wrote one time to a friend about social media. I said it feels like taking care of a newborn. Like, it's so constant and unsatisfied, you know. It's like, you need something? What do you need? You need something?
Yeah.
Else? Like, it never feels done.
Yeah, and it's probably going to shit all over you at some point. I mean, that's the rule.
Right.
I think. Like, that's how that works.
Yeah.
And calling to
so
me,
if I want
I,
people
I wrote,
to... Go ahead.
So you can tell me if these are true. I have universal
okay.
laws for doing the work, and it sounds like you're stuck in universal law number 5. Now, I've never read Stephen Pressfield's War of Art, because Stephen Pressfield, like, I don't enjoy him. I don't.
Okay.
I've never read his books, because when I see interviews, I'm like, I don't like you. But anyway,
got it.
Universal law number 1 is you will feel like a fraud with a capital F.
I've done that one.
Which you appear to have moved forward from, right.
Yeah.
Universal law 2, the greater the gift, the more you'll downplay it. So I just list, I mean, I just talk to people. It's no big fucking deal, right? Universal law number 3, the more important the work is, the more you'll resist it. Universal law number 4, it doesn't end and it's never easy. There is no made it point.
Yeah.
going and keep going. And then number five, the more you care, the harder it is to share.
Yeah. Yes. I actually thought it would be easier the more I cared. And it doesn't.
Yeah, no.
Easier.
No, do you want me to sell your used shoes on eBay? Because I will fucking kill it. like, the more disconnected I am, the easier it is to be like, oh, man, you need to buy that shit. You need to buy it. Yeah, you want some flippy floppies? Yeah, you need to get it.
Right.
So what it sounds like is you're at a place where, like, no, I really care. Really. And you're not even selling anything. I can't buy shit from you on your podcast, can I?
No, you can't. It's all free. I'm giving it away. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's just a gift. You know, there's all you have to do is, which I have to help people do this, but all you have to do is, like, go. I did it for somebody the other day. I actually got on her phone and downloaded the podcast app and subscribed to my show. I'm like, that's how it's done. It's free. Well, right. So, okay. So go on. So the more you care, the harder it is to share. So that is, I feel like I noticed, I was at this camp last week, and I noticed, because it is sort of the thing that's going on for me, that, like, it's like the big thing when someone says, what have you been doing? I'm like, I've been doing this podcast. It's so great. And I noticed I felt, like, embarrassed to keep talking about it. Like, I felt like I was, which if it was a baby, I wouldn't have been embarrassed. But it felt like, what's new? My new baby. That's great. But I have this thing that I felt like there was actually someone who walked by and made a comment like, oh, you're talking about that again?
Ooh, fuck that person.
I know, right? I was like, what? What? Did he just say that? Like, he was just like, oh, you know. And that's where I feel I'm stuck, is somebody being like, oh, you're talking about, you're bragging again? Like, it's like it's braggy. And I resist feeling like I'm saying.
You're thinking that when you, okay. So when,
like, I'm saying, look at me,
you're bragging.
Or like I'm saying, hey, look at how cool this is. This thing that I'm doing, it's so cool. Come look at it. And I feel that way. It is so cool. But do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, that is more where I am, I feel like.
Okay, so what if you abandon social for like a month? And
if I did what?
Instead, you have, so abandon social media for a month.
Okay.
Did the phone break up, or are you just in like, holy shit, I
tried to turn caller ID off before we called, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. That's just, it just does it twice, now we're good. I really did. I was on the setting.
Okay,
can I get this off before? Okay, go ahead. Abandon social media for a month.
Social media, just abandon it. In its place, I want you to start an email list so that you invite people to get extra insights or parts that have been edited out in the email list.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For quotes that make your interviewees look particularly brilliant, and you invite mm-hmm. questions via email. Because people will hit reply to an email faster than they will record voice memos and send them to you or call you or anything else.
Yeah. Now, for a list, is it enough just to have it on the website that just sign up? Like, there doesn't have to be any kind of, like, do this and I'll give you this. Like, I'm already giving them the podcast. Like, just sign up.
There can be. So you can have insider bits. So you have it. You have a full interview that is much longer than what is actually published, and so pull out your favorite part that gets cut and just provide a little transcript of that.
Yeah. So something.
Does that make sense? Because
what
gets pulled
yeah.
when you have a professional editor is often the most human bits that make me love you more.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the first thing that an editor would pull is the parts where I laugh for a really long time and then swear a lot. Those are the parts
yeah.
that make people love me more, though.
Right. 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 Yeah.
So highlight those parts and then introduce the podcast and send it out right after it goes live on the podcast app.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, encourage people to forward it and say, like, hey, this is how you would do it. Like, one, download the app. Two, hit the subscribe button with, like, a visual tutorial that they can forward to their friend and or their parents and or grandparents or whomever. And just make it a little bit of an insider thing that you mention for every episode.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's it.
Just do that. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I like emails better.
Are you willing? So if you don't get paid for this and you don't sell it, contribute to it in some way with, like, dollar bills or T-shirts or, like, it, because it isn't sustainable to be like, I'm going to do this every day for the next 5 years for no dollars.
Right. Yes. So you're asking, how long am I willing to do it like that?
Yeah, like, how are you willing to monetize this wonderful, beautiful baby you've brought into the world?
That's a good question. I feel like I had started, I mean, there is a, in the future, you know, if it gets a certain number of downloads, it can have sponsors.
Okay.
So that's in the, you know, that would be great to have sponsors, and I don't need to worry because I'm on a network that's taking care of that stuff. That will happen. I had felt like I felt like for a while I just wanted to do it without worrying about monetizing it, but I am willing to, like, I feel like I would like to do that, but it's interesting that I just have been feeling like I just want to just do it right now without thinking about that, but I know that I can't do it forever like that.
Yeah, well, if you, I mean, maybe you can, but I don't think your husband can.
No, right, and I, right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense for our family for me to be spending the time that I am on it for no dollars, yes. So that is, yeah, that's true. I felt like I just was going to do it for, I don't know. Well, I had listened to someone else talking about podcasts. She's like, just do it for a year. Now, whether or not I can do it for a year without it, it's only been a couple months. So that's why I feel like it's too soon for me to think too much about that.
Sure. I would just consider it, though, because think about, you have considerable trouble doing this. When it's a gift, it's free. Here, you have considerable trouble talking about it. So imagine if it now in some way benefits you and you make a profit, it's going to get even worse. Universal law number 5 is going to crush you. Just saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So think that's about all. That. So it might be easier to, instead of having a big monetary, like, this will cost $27,000, to be like, hey, did you love this? Go and buy my 99-cent download, $1.99 download, like something that is not going to be a huge burden for people to buy or for you to provide, but that gets you used to making the ask.
Yes. Yes. I appreciate that.
So you're going to make the ask,
like,
and you're going to keep making the ask. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like that idea. Yeah.
You're never going to like it. You're never going to be like, oh, my God, I can't wait to sell my shit.
Don't wait for that to happen. It'll never happen.
No. You will just always wish you could give it to everyone for free. Like,
is that how you feel when you're making stuff?
Absolutely. I just wish I could give it to everyone for free. However, I have learned that if I give it for free, it is not valued as much or used as frequently as if people pay for it. And that has made it much easier for me to allow people to pay me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally true. I mean, I have experienced that myself. Like, if I spent, even if it's only, I did an Oprah Winfrey course with Brené Brown, and I remember thinking that the price point was perfect because it was enough to hurt a little. Like, it was $70 for the course. So I was sort of like, but I was serious about doing it. And it was a wonderful course. And I think that if I had gotten it for free, I would have maybe, like, just put it in a, like, oh, I should probably do that. Oh, I should probably, you know? Yeah, so I absolutely.
Yeah, people paying for it means that they'll listen to it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something to be said for
that. You have to commit to it.
You could also just have, if your podcast network does transcripts, just, you can download all the transcripts of all the episodes we've done so far for $4.99. And I mean $4.99, not $500.
Right, 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 yeah.
Read better than they listen, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people, yeah, prefer to just read, and it's quicker. Yeah. I like all of these things. It's helpful, you know, the freeing thing that you said was just to stop doing social media. And just focus on, it really did. It felt like, oh, wait, I don't have to do that. Like, I felt like I had to do it.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have a sense that it's working great or anything. I just feel like that's, I mean, if I could just do emails, I feel like it would be more intimate, which is what I like about the podcast, is it feels very personal. And that's the thing, is I don't feel like social media does not feel personal to me. So So it kind of, it doesn't go with who I am.
No, it's a tricky balance. Like, I like Instagram because I share very, like, personal, like, this is what my day looks like sorts of things. But I'm very bad at promoting on Instagram because it doesn't feel right to me.
So
though other people I see do it very, very well.
Yeah. So what do you feel like the benefit of being on Instagram for you is, just for fun? Does it just feel fun? Does it feel business benefit-y?
Use it consciously as a business benefit-y kind of thing. It is, for the most part, playing and connecting, and I follow all sorts of painters that inspire me to paint. And I follow a bunch of friends, so it's just purely like, look at you doing your being at the beach with your beach fire kind of a stuff. And I'm much more likely to comment on Instagram than I am on Facebook, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy Instagram most because it is almost impossible to be mean on Instagram in a photo. If you're like, I'm having a shitty day, like, what, are you going to take a photo of your shitty day and then whine about it in the comment? Like, it's not as easy to just be a negative shit on Instagram.
You're
as
totally
it is on Facebook.
Right. Yes.
Which
that's
is why I
very
like it
best. True.
Like, Instagram, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you're like, my day is absolute shit, be like, dude, show us a picture. And then it's probably going to end up funny.
Right. Well, because, and one thing that's great about that is just to notice that a lot of the day being like shit is not in your senses, so you can't show it, you know? It's not in your vision, it's not in, you know what I mean? So you could say it. Was
right, it's
blah,
like
blah, blah.
You didn't get enough sleep and you're just miserable. Yeah, like it's just
because
like
even
that.
A picture
you
of you being exhausted
us,
would
be like,
funny.
This is what the house looks like. Right.
Yeah.
Or, like, this is what the house looks like. Dude, the kids have just fucking destroyed it, and they've shit in the corner. Like, that's funny.
That ends up being funny, yeah. Right away, instead of it being just, yeah, there. That is very true about Facebook gets a lot of complaining. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Cecil the Lion died, you're not going to find that as much on Instagram as you are on Facebook. Cause it's not as shareable. So.
Right. Right. Good. All right.
Oh, yeah, I like that. And then I see the same name circling over and over, and I will just email them and be like, hey, I see you. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool.
So, yeah. Have we solved your life today, or how are you feeling?
I think so. No, I feel better. I feel more I knew – it's sort of funny. Like, I knew that I was like, there's that email list thing, which I had planned. I thought about it before I talked to you because I had this feeling like, I think it's the email list I need to be doing, but I haven't. It is kind of giving me the push to do it, to just, and I had, because I work with a group of people, I have been sort of like, can we get my list going? And this makes me think I just need to be like, hey, right now, let's do that list, you know, and I need just to do what I, my half of it.
Yeah.
So it just kind of gives me the push to do that instead of kind of spinning my wheels over on, you know, trying to do something that doesn't feel like what I want to be spending my time on. So, yes, I feel like you have solved it.
Do your social media, newborn media baby. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It feels like it is hungry all the time.
It is. It will never stop being hungry.
Except it's not. I did when I wrote that. I remember writing it to a friend, and I was like, it's like taking care of a newborn with none of the good stuff. Like, you're just sort of like,
mm-hmm.
You're just like giving and giving.
Like,
it's
no snuggles,
like,
and its head doesn't smell good.
No, right. It's just this sort of like, what should I give you now? What do you want? Here, do you want a link to Jimmy Fallon? Would you like that? Would you like, you know what I mean? I feel like it's the same thing. Like, I don't even know what it was. So there you go.
Aww.
That's good.
Tell people where they can find you on the magical, lovely world of podcasts.
Okay, well, the website is thisweekinphoto.com/family, and you can find me in the iTunes store at TWIP, T-W-I-P, family. That's the name of the show. So it's This Week in Photo, which is TWIP, family. So it's all about family photos. And that's it. That's where to find me.
Awesome.
Oh, and then, I have an email.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
The email is Jenny.
Okay.
I'm like, wait, email me. So Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at TWIP, TWIP.pro. So that is my email.
Awesome.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
Yes,
and
thanks.
I'm going to hit the magical stop recording button now, unless you have anything else to say.
No, press away.
Okay,
thanks for talking to me.